Here at the Orange Fieldhouse with Coach Van Smith and Coach Steve Berdow. Coach, we brought you some chicken. We can officially call this the pregame tailgate show now, right?
It's a party now, yeah.
You even got biscuits over there.
Oh, you can't go wrong with a Bojangle biscuit.
No, sir. Coach, we got a big one coming up this Friday night. Both the Panthers and the Hornets, they're undefeated in conference play, and any way you dice this, the winner of this game is going to have a leg up on the conference. I know as a coach you have to concentrate on assignments and efforts and all that should be the same. However, do you approach a game of this magnitude any differently?
Not really. I mean, our kids are going to be up for this. They know who Hillside is. They know that they're new to the conference. They know they have come down from 4A to our 3A conference. And since they announced the realignment, they've pretty much been on target as the team to beat. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So says Ric Flair. So if you're going to be a conference champion, you're going to have to go through Durham to get there.
Coach, a little different look this week with Hillside in that they really put the ball in the air. Randy Trice can really sling it. Got 1,322 yards right now. Now averaging 264 a game. How do you adjust to a dimension like that?
Well, we've seen it quite a bit playing against Southern Durham over the past several years, you know, with Kendall Hinton and the green kid is now at Elon. So that's not a big change for us. We're used to seeing that, but it does. It makes it very difficult. When a high school quarterback has that kind of arm strength and stretches the length of the field, it opens up so many other things underneath, and it's very difficult to defend. And not only does he hurt you with his arm, but he runs the ball very well, too, when he's scrambles, and his receivers are very good at re-rallying themselves when he does scramble and create space and time for himself and extend plays. So it's just a very difficult assignment, but our guys are focused and they're excited about it and they're up for the challenge, I hope.
That's awesome. Coach, I know on the offensive side of the ball, so I'm going to swing over here. I was hoping Coach Berdow would come because y'all separate that out pretty clearly. Coach Marvante is like one constant and ever-changing universe. It seems like he's going to get 145 yards every game regardless. But a question comes, and it really doesn't take a lot of thinking outside the box to realize that the Hornets' main job is almost all of the teams that face you is going to be stopping the run. How do you fool them? What do you do to try to make that strategy not work?
Well, everything comes down to us executing. With the O-line, if they play the way they're supposed to, it opens up some things. We have some things we do in the backfield with different formations and different things that the receivers are capable of doing that we still have to be able to show on a Friday night.
You try to spread things out a little more, Coach?
Yes, sir, without a doubt. But if somebody's going to give us a passing game, we're going to take it. If somebody's going to give us some screens, we'll do it. If we can run the ball, we're definitely going to run it.
Y'all change the play a lot at the line of scrimmage?
Week to week. It depends on what we're seeing on the defense.
Coach, any new injuries to report?
None that I can think of. Coach Berdow, you know any new injuries? I hope not. Unless somebody got hurt during lunch today.
Coach, one of the things that's exciting to us as broadcasters is knowing that how well you guys prepare and how well they prepare. And so what do you see in Hillside that concerns you the most?
Speed. Yeah, they're fast in all their skill positions, offensively and defensively. And their ability to take a play that might look as if the defense has them hemmed in, and then next thing you know, it turns into a big play for them. Or to take a punt formation and turn it into a 60-yard touchdown run. Or to take a field goal formation or extra point formation and turn it into a two-point conversion. They're very tricky. They're very confident in themselves and what they can do, and they should be. And they're just so dangerous. You never can let your guard down anytime. You make one mistake and that speed's going to be gone for a touchdown and you're, you know, behind on the scoreboard.
What I told Coach Harrison yesterday was this is one of the funnest conferences in the world to broadcast. It might not be that fun to coach because all the things that you see. I mean, because he almost said the exact same thing about you guys. That's how interesting this matchup is.
Yeah, well, I agree totally. It is a good game this week coming up, but like I said, the whole conference top to bottom is very competitive. But, you know, that's why we play the game. It's all about competition. It's all about keeping mind sharp, your body sharp, and staying on top of your fundamentals and trying to get these kids to learn that and depend on each other and rely on each other and play together as a team.
Coach, this has been fun. We can't wait to get started. I was talking about actually getting our staff to pay admission when we come in to Friday.
Yeah, just drop your money off to me and make a checks payable to Van Smith.
Coach, best of luck to you, man. We can't wait to get started on this one.
I look forward to it.
We always have a special and fun time visiting Coach Van Smith and Coach Steve Berdow in the Orange Fieldhouse. Well, it's almost that time. In one moment, we will head back out to the field where we get ready for Orange Panther and Hillside Hornet football right after this.